Right now, let's go over to St. Louis by way of tape recording to the interview that we made last Friday night of Elvis Presley. See if we can make contact right now.
Here we are at Kiel Auditorium broadcasting, and just fixing to have Mr. Presley come up here. We're going to interview him on air for you today on the show. And Elvis just flew in here a while ago. My goodness gracious, he had a line of policemen around him. My goodness, you'd think they were having a sharecropper or something coming in here, but he ain't no sharecropper, that's for sure. The nation's number one artist, without a doubt, in all three fields, Mr. Elvis Presley. How you doing, Elvis?
Fine, sir. Thanks for the build-up.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't have to build. Excuse me for stepping on those gold suede shoes now. Look out. I didn't mean to do it, really. We don't have to build you up because you ought to know that yourself, that you are about the number one in the country right now. And we'd like just to ask you a few questions, like how do you feel about being so popular with all three fields, I mean. First, you start out as a country artist, and now you're going over big in rock and roll and pop and country. Now, how you feel about all this?
Well,
that's sort of a loaded question, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's not much of an answer. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's really happening, you know.
Well, it's sort of funny. The fact is that I know one thing. You sure made quite a contribution to the music field. The matter is that a lot of artists that are coming along now probably never would have got a chance if you hadn't paid the way for them in your style.
Well, sir, I wouldn't say that. I just look at it that the people were really, you know, wonderful to me and everything like that.
Well, I can say we certainly got a lot of fans on our show over at WIBV in Belleville, Illinois. And, in fact, just recently we had a contest about this show that was going to be here tonight, giving away two tickets to see you. And we got about better than 4,000 letters in 5 days.
What do
you think of that? Yeah, all your fans writing in for those tickets. I'd just like for you to take a time here now on the mic and tell all of them listening out there, bless their thumping gizzards, that you just hog wild about it. Would you do that, Elvis?
Well, they should know that. I do my very best to give them something that they would, you know, something they'll enjoy. And I've been very fortunate that I have had the liberty to choose my own materials and to sing what I wanted to and where I wanted to and all that kind of stuff. And, I'm very happy that everything has turned out the way it has, and I continue to do my best to give the people something that they enjoy hearing.
Well, that's fine, Elvis. Thank you a lot. And I want to thank you for taking time out here to talk with us today, or rather tonight, I should say. It's going to be on the air tomorrow, though. I want to thank you for taking time out. And before I leave, I have a fan club called the Stump Jumper Club, and I'd like to make you honorary president right now, because you know you do hop around quite a bit jump a few stumps. And if I can, I want to get this pinned, if I can find one here, and pin it on you right now and make you honorary president of my Stump Jumper Club. Let's put it on there right now. Let's get it. There now. Let's get it on there.
Let's see what it says.
There you go. You're a stump jumper. I'll tell you. Let's see that. We want to get a picture of this. My wife, Aunt Mary, is standing over there. She's about four of her, it looks like, standing there. She wants to get a picture of this, I think, Elvis. So if you get the... Hey, call Aunt Mary. She ain't old enough for her to be Aunt, already, is she? My goodness. Now. Fine. Thank you a lot, Elvis.
Yes, sir.
Wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, enjoyed it a lot.